Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Hello, my name is Cohen, and I'm a member of Davenport North High School's environmental club, the Green Team. Our mission is to show, communicate, and educate through example that a collective individual actions can make a difference in our world. I want to tell you about an exciting opportunity we have coming up. We are hosting the QC Environmental Film Series sponsored by River Action, Sierra Club Eagle View Group, Nahant March Education Center, Fourth Wall Films, and Partners of Community College Watershed on Sunday, February 2nd, with the focus on plastic pollution. The film we selected to host is Ripples of Plastic because much of our efforts to make a difference in our community has been involved with plastic this year. We have been dedicated to picking up litter on school grounds and the areas that we have adopted from Sheridan to Gaines Street. Throughout our efforts, we've discovered that much of our litter collected is single-use plastic. We also empty the recycling containers at our school entrances and athletic events. We have learned that much of the plastic is not correctly disposed of despite our efforts. At 2 p.m., the doors will open and you'll have a chance to see displays about several of the projects collected by our team at Davenport North. Some of the projects include data from our trash collections and recycling initiatives, efforts on making trash and recycling more visible, and what happens to water when plastic is in it. At 3 p.m., there will be a showing of the film Study Abroad by Rivers Our Life and showcases Living Lands and Waters' Alternative Spring Break program. Then the feature film, Ripples of Plastic, will begin. Ripples of Plastic reveals the unseen impacts of plastic pollution in the Great Lakes region and examines contamination pathways, effects of microplastics, and the unexpected toll on human health in the attempts to move forward to a plastic-free future. After the film, there will be a reflection speaker, and we are excited to have the filmmaker and director Chris Langer for this. It will be a great opportunity to hear his perspective and ask questions. We hope to see you at the QC Film Festival on February 2nd at the Figge Art Museum. Doors open at 2 p.m. and the film begins at 3 p.m. The movie is open to the public. Admission is $7 and $30 for a season pass. You can purchase tickets at www.riveraction.org/filmseries. Students receive free admission, but also should register at River Action. Seating is limited, so first come, first seated. At $2.50, we will sell tickets for the remaining seats that have not been previously purchased. So mark your calendar for Sunday, February 2nd, and we look forward to seeing you at the movies.
WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them. Sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.